The yellow flag is now up. That was Eddie Sachs. Now the positions must be maintained. The yellow light is on. And proceeding, and Clark got by Sachs, okay. Clark was just about set to go around Eddie Sachs, but somehow he got by. Waiting to test by. And now your two leaders. The green flag is out already. The green flag is out. So see how close they are on that track. They came around. They came down the straightaway. There are definite indications of an oil leak on the left side of the car. And you can see as he decelerates by you. So Jones may be having trouble at this time. Again, in car number 17. We notice Ferrari is giving him the sign, oil tank question mark. There must be something through this report that we've been hearing about Cardelli. The green flag is on. Given to just separating. At 180 laps, another speed record, 143. And Van Dirty is making his second pit stop of the day. Quickly coming in car number 93. The young Van Dirty was riding in the fourth position after Eddie Sachs went out. Van Dirty riding in fourth position. Rising to the challenge. Last up this time to 9 seconds. Last time, 9 second lead for Parnelli Jones. 5 seconds, but he's building it back up. All of a sudden, both of the leaders have been forced to slow down considerably to 137 miles an hour. Last around 146. Thompson cars number 84 has been out there doing a great job all day long and has into the number 11 position. And it's now 25 seconds from Parnelli Jones to Clark. 25 seconds. So Clark could be in trouble. Easily by the starting line again. 91 laps as the yellow flag is still out. Record at 190 laps, 10 laps from the finish, 3.355 miles an hour, over 3 miles an hour faster than the record set in 1962 by Roger Ward. Car number 14, Roger McCoy. AJ Foyt is in the AJ Foyt in the number 4 position. Fifth is Don Branson in car number 4. Don Branson is fifth. And Roger Ward is sixth in car number 1. Bobby Marshman has moved into number 7 position. And car number 5, 8th is Jim McAleese. Dan Gurney is car number 93. Dan Gurney is 9th in car number 93. And in number 10 position, car number 10 with Chuck Hulse. Chuck Hulse. And the green leader, Parnelli Jones. The green flag is out for the leader, Parnelli Jones. Thank you. nearing the end now of this record-setting 500-mile race with a pace over 3 miles an hour faster than the previous record set by Roger Ward. Spectacular performance here today. One second lead for Parnelli Jones. He needs to hang together to pick up his first victory in the 196 laps are complete. It's been a record-breaking performance already. Turn and onto the straightaway now. He will complete 197 laps. Is riding in the number four position in car number two. Watch for that white flag for Carnelli Jones, indicating one lap to go. The next time starter, Pat Badan. Now Jim Clark has completed 198 laps. Waiting now to catch sight, Carnelli Jones, as he moves into the number four turn. And the white flag for Carnelli Jones. McCluskey going down. McCluskey right behind him. Jones's 198th lap was 149 miles an hour. So Jones is still moving like he was at the very start of the race. 149. Now the white flag for Jim Clark. And the Lotus has taken the white flag. Put up a serious shot. Now the checkered flag will be out. Some starters. For Carnelli Jones, car number 98. And the yellow flag is out. The yellow flag is out on the 199th lap. Jones for the second flag is out. Carnelli Jones wins it. We tell us that Roger McCluskey is missing the involving Roger McCluskey, who was right next to Carnelli Jones the last time around. Looks like this is Clark coming. We believe it is. Out of the number four turn and out of the straightaway and coming for the second position is Jim Clark. McCluskey, who was riding in third position, spun out. Roger McCluskey, who was driving in third position, that means they take points. Movement of the number three spot. Harris Jones. Let's turn around. Let's give him a hand all the way around the track. Your new 500-mile champion. He's going to victory lane the next time around. And AJ Boyce finishing third. AJ Boyce finishing third. Car number two, McCluskey spun out. McCluskey spun out. But just two laps to go, he and Jones were right near one another on the track, and the next time around, McCluskey was missing. And the Lotus, powered by Ford, finishing second. And a terrific bit of competition today. Now here comes your champion, Carnelli Jones, going to saving off the threat of Jim Clark. Carnelli Jones going down to victory lane. Roger Ward has moved into the number four position. Roger Ward has moved into the number four position. Carnelli's wife, Linda Lou Marks, the festival queen, all moving around the car, and Carnelli Jones, and the chief mechanic, J.C. Magazine and the owner for Parnelli Jones qualifying with record speed to sit on the pole here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The crowd roar fantastic. Parnelli is stepping up now, standing in the seat of the car. The BorgWarner Mr. Frank Ricker, Vice President of BorgWarner, and here is Parnelli Jones now getting. Parnelli has the garland of flowers draped around his shoulders now. And Mrs. Jones beginning to cry just a bit. A big swig of milk by Parnelli Jones, and another. A thirsty man after a hot ride for 500 miles here at Indianapolis. And we're going to try and move in now toward the car, bit by bit. Parnelli still has the helmet on. He has now the handkerchief that he wore over his mouth. And we'll be moving in just a moment. To talk to Parnelli Jones in just a moment. And Mrs. Jones overcome with, I believe, emotion as well. J.C. Agajanian, one of the happiest men we've ever seen. J.C. Agajanian sitting high atop the back of the automobile. Parnelli Jones from Lindaloo Mug, this year's 500th Festival Queen. We're beginning to move our way. Trying to get close. Trying to get just a little bit closer to Parnelli Jones, the winner of this year's 500. Let's see if we can squeeze through here. This is quite a crowd. This has got Lindaloo Mug here standing next to us.
It's quite a crowd. I'm getting
angry. Yes, yes. Well worth it, I think.
Oh, yes. I'm very happy.
You enjoyed the race thoroughly, I
see. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, we're getting just a little bit closer now to Parnelli, and we'll be able to talk to him. Whoa, on the foot. All right. Yes, yes, moving the car up just a little bit closer to the photographer's stand here at Indianapolis in Victory Lane. Another drink of milk. Most thirsty fellas. Parnelli Jones, the winner of the year's 500. Parnelli, we're on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway net now, and I wonder, well, let's let you open it up with a few remarks.
I just can't believe it yet. I'm trying to tell myself that you won the race, and I just can't believe it.
Well, now, you sat on the pole, you set the record here, thinking that this was your year.
I felt more confident this year than I did last year.
Now, we had a little bit of worry toward the end. We had the slightest smoke from the car. Did you have any problem at all?